39 minutes after 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee Time, 367-1240-367-1240. But Richard Hebert is on that line. So if you've got a question or comment, feel free to message me on Twitter, on Facebook, the Tush Matters Facebook page, or email me at tushmatters@kane1240.com. Once again, Richard, how are you?
Dev, good morning. What a beautiful day.
So far, so good, and looks like a great week. And I know for folks who are hoping some things would be drying out, they certainly got a nice week.
They sure did. And, you know, they like this weekend they call them for, you know, when they start doing that 30, 40%, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But, yeah, we it dried out. Temperatures, night temperatures are warm, which really helps things. It makes a big difference in growth. And so we're starting to see if things are going to leaf out from the freeze, we're starting to see it. And you know,
it wasn't. I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt. Wasn't my imagination. I'm seeing lawns green up already.
And that makes sense because, again, the key with these lawns and anything that's going to leaf out is, for the most part, is night temperatures. And so when we start to see night temperatures start to warm up, and I'm talking about in the 50s and all that, then you start to see sprouting, and we are starting to see that with actually some of the citrus, which is pretty amazing to start sprouting this early. So we're pretty excited about that, and so like I've been telling people, when it comes to the woody stuff, like trees, hibiscus, and all that, at this point, let's say maybe next weekend, you can start cutting it back, cutting the stems back till you get to some green stems. And then we wait and see what happens. And if you start to see the tree leaf out, which some people have said, some of the citrus start to leaf out, that's when you can now cut it back so that to the green. And then leave it alone, and let's see what happens. The jury's not still out because if temperatures get hotter, the bushes and the trees will need more water. So the question is going to be is, will it be able to pick up that moisture? But, you know, hey, what's the difference? 4 to 6 weeks, just kind of wait and see. The flax lilies, I'm starting to see some start to sprout, as well as the, lily of now. So, you know. Just wait and see what happens, and sometimes it's very obvious, Jeff. The thing is died back to the ground. It's mushy, and you know, it is what it is. But what we've done is, because we used to be a tight seed, we have just brought in a ton of material from South Florida, and that's where you want to get the best looking stuff at this point, because they've been growing it really all winter long with temperatures in the 70s and 80s. And so you get really nice material that looks really, really good. So knowing the situation, we've got a ton of hibiscus, mandevillas, bougainvilleas, alamandas, and, just tropical stuff that will, a lot of ferns that are just huge. So, and ferns, same situation. If you have some that burnt back, you want to kind of, you can clip them back and then let's see what happens. A lot of people want to push everything to try to fertilize. You really don't want to do a lot of that unless you know it's an item that normally burns back, then you're okay. But if it's an item that traditionally does not burn back, then go ahead and let's see, I lost my trend, Jeff. Help me, man.
That's
Help
okay.
Me.
I do have a listener question. You want okay. It now?
Yeah, let's go.
Can you get a night blooming jasmine bush?
Yeah, that's something that would come out of South Florida. Didn't have any this trip, so those it's tropical, so you got to get them in South Florida. So maybe in a couple weeks. Check around in the area, I'd say beginning April to mid-April.
Okay. Very good.
And again, that's all that kind of stuff kind of died back, and that's the big issue this year, is that it's going to be a really tight supply of a lot of things for a multitude of reasons. A lot of it was the COVID and a lot of the COVID stuff. has caused the supplies to be short-handed, and now that demand is so great because of the freeze, it's a double hit. So that's why you kind of have to load the wagons early with a lot, so that people will get the bed. You know, some things that in terms of bedding plants, Jeff, flower stuff. A lot of the geraniums and all that, petunias, you want to get all that stuff in early. Things like vinca and purslane, people are looking for it too early. You got to just hang in there on that, so that, because night temperatures get low again, and they will, that kind of stuff will get hurt. But a lot of the stuff doesn't get hurt, and that's kind of a misnomer, is that, even though it gets cool again, a lot of the materials you want to go ahead and plant early. I'm going to switch to talk a little bit about vegetables, Jeff, and just talk about one that's kind of people have started to look more for when it comes to tomatoes. And one cherry tomato is called Sun Sugar. It's a yellow cherry that does extremely well. But the good part about the Sun Cherry is that it's really, really sweet. So most people are used to planting like sweet 100s and the million bells, and they do fine. But man, the Sun Sugar apparently is a much sweeter and a heavy producer. So that, if you want something unique and different that's easier to grow in tomatoes, that's a good one to try. Another good one is called Chocolate Cherry. It's a dark, dark red that is also very sweet. And it's a medium-sized cherry tomato. Again, if you want something different, you can grow them in containers, or you can actually let it hang out of a basket, and they perform. Remarkably well. When it comes to peppers, and the big one is bell peppers, they got a lot of different varieties in the market. The old varieties, California Wonder and Keystone Giant, we have. But if you've had trouble in the past growing bell peppers successfully, there's one called Colossal and one called Aristotle. Those two are do remarkably well, especially for people who just don't seem to have success with the bell peppers, and they do extremely well. So that's a good one to start. Peppers and tomatoes, we talked about it last week, Jeff. You want to get a start on it. Even though you say, whoa, it's going to get cold, I understand that, but temperatures are warming up fast, and that causes major major issues when we get to the backside. Don't forget, when it comes to vegetables, full sun, good drainage is critical. Raised beds are fantastic, but those two things are key. You don't want to plant in the low area, and you don't want to plant in the shaded area. It may be better for you in terms of more comfortable to deal with stuff, but the truth of the matter is, if you get too much shade, then what's going to happen is you're going to get a beautiful, a lot of vegetative growth, but very few flowers. And if you do make flowers, many of them won't set because they just don't have enough food to, because of the sun, to hold on to those flowers. So kind of keep that in mind. Hanging baskets, again, are going to be very, very popular this year because people lost so many of it. But one that we did get to bring in a bunch of, which is kind of unusual, is hibiscus in hanging baskets. And that is a certain variety. And what they do, Jeff, is they'll put three hibiscus to a 12-inch pot. And then these varieties, instead of growing up, they're going to grow out. Really makes, if you wanted something different, it's basically a trailing hibiscus. And really unique. They come in different colors. Very hardy in terms of the heat, I guess. Obviously, you want to protect them in the cold. And then next year, when you finish with them, you can just bump them up to a bigger basket, and they will keep going. Good thing about hanging baskets is that when it gets really, really cold, you just pick them up and put them inside. For like this cold, you have to put in some heat. And then, 3 days later, you take them back out. So that's kind of a different one that do well. And so we've kind of loaded the wagons on hibiscus, as well as what they call, Jeff, the Cajun hibiscus, which is unique varieties that it's varieties of hibiscus that have been hybridized to make these unique large and or double and or mixed color, unique color flowers that that people will ask you about. They're that unique. And so we started to get those. I guess the only negative to the Cajun hibiscus is that because they've been hybridized, they're more temperamental when it comes to the cold. So we highly recommend if you're going to plant the Cajun hibiscus to put them in pots so that you can move them in. And hibiscus generally, you don't have to put it in that big of a pot. If you put it in a, 12, 15, 18 inch pot, that's fine. And if you have to bring it in, you just cut it back and bring it in. But the Cajun hibiscus are definitely ones that is a good look-see, as well as all the many common hibiscus. One rule of thumb I've learned over the years is that, and this comes with citrus trees, is that people would plant citrus, and then you get a hard cold, and they'd lose them. And then they'd say, I'm not planting another citrus again. And wait a year, now I'm planting. About 4 or 5 years later, they say, I'm going to plant a citrus tree because that. So, but the thing is that you want to do it soon after the hardest freeze, because the odds are in your favor that we're not going to get another hard cold. The last hard cold we got like this was 1989. So you don't want to wait too long and all of a sudden get zapped again. So play the odds in terms of if we got a severe cold, the odds are is that we're not going to get that kind of cold in back-to-back years. Certainly, I would hope not in the next, 5 to 10 years. Again, it's been 30 years since we got the last one. So
there you go. Got another listener question wondering if you have melitons available.
Boy, no. The short answer is no. And melitons are called vegetable pears. And they're called vegetable pears, and I can't get them. A lot of older people used to bring them in and sell them as they kind of either unable to do it. I haven't been unable to get them in the past 3 years.
Is that right?
Yep. Okay, Jeff, I'm going to have to shut it off. We are just getting hammered over here. But take advantage of the pretty weather, and we'll see you planting in the yards.
All right. Richard, appreciate you joining us. Appreciate your being busy, too. That's good to hear.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care.